This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, July 18th, God's word for you today is Abba. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm 25, verse 8, and it says, "How good you are to me. When people turn to you, Yahweh, they discover how easy you are to please, so faithful and true. Joyfully you teach them the proper path, even when they go astray." Yesterday, we looked at four misconceptions about God. Some people think that God is unreasonable, unreliable, unconcerned, or is just unpleasable. Like we shared yesterday, one key secret of life is that the only person you can actually really please is God. You cannot please your dad. Many of us are worried because we want to always look up to dad and please dad. It is good because it is in it and it points us to God, but you cannot please your earthly dad completely. You cannot please your mom completely. You cannot please your spouse completely. No, you cannot. You cannot please your boss completely. From a behavioral standpoint, you cannot, but you should try. The only person you can please completely is God. So when you buy the lie that God is unpleasable, then you are setting yourself up for a trap. The question is, what kind of father is God? Off the bat, God is reasonable, reliable, concerned, and pleasable. But there is so much more. God is a caring father. Psalm 103 verse 13 says, "Like a parent feels compassion for their children, that's how the Lord feels compassion for those who honor him." Do you honor God with your decisions? Are your decisions honoring to God? That is a sign that in your heart you are a child of God because you want to please your father. The Good News Translation puts it this way, "As a father is kind to his children, so the Lord is kind to those who honor him. So the Lord is merciful and cares for those who honor him." Regardless of what you're going through, it may seem like your world is crumbling right now. It may be like the whole world around you is crashing. I have good news for you, my brother, my sister. God cares for you, and God will come through for you in the name of Jesus. 1 Peter 5 verse 7 says, "Cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you." Did the Bible say cast a few of your anxieties or most of your anxieties maybe? The Bible says cast all your anxiety on him. Why? Why should you cast all your anxiety on him? Because he cares for you. God does care. He cares about your house. He cares about your girlfriend. He cares about your boyfriend. Yes, he really does. He cares about the hair you have on. He knows the ones that are original and the ones that are not. He knows the real color of your hair. I don't want to say more than that. God cares for you. Let us pray. Father, you are reasonable, reliable, concerned, pleasable, and you're a caring father. I put my trust in you because you care for me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.